USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court ruled in the Trump administration's favor when it comes to quickly deporting illegal immigrants, including asylum seekers, with limited judicial review. The nation's highest court announcing the ruling on Thursday. Across the country, there's been a growing movement to remove statues that honor the Confederacy. But it's gone beyond that. Some groups are taking the law into their own hands and tearing down monuments of former presidents and even Christopher Columbus. Republican Senator from Texas, John Cornyn, says this should not be allowed.
Protesting is as American as mom and apple pie. It's guaranteed by our Constitution. But clearly, some people have crossed the line and are intent on creating chaos and mayhem.
President Trump set to sign an executive order that says those tearing down statues will be arrested and prosecuted. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched a plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars, built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Vice President Mike Pence says the United States has met the moment of the coronavirus pandemic with American innovation. Speaking at Lordstown Motors in Ohio, Pence says the American comeback is up and running.
And we're continuing to see unemployment claims steadily decline across the country. America's coming back.
The Labor Department announcing on Thursday the number of Americans filing first-time jobless benefits, 1.5 million people. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott is pausing reopening efforts in the Lone Star State after coronavirus cases continue to rise. Austin Mayor Steve Adler is wondering if that's enough, though.
I am concerned that just stopping where we are will not be good enough. If we're not able to change the current trajectory, it's looking like our hospitals will be overwhelmed in mid-July.
The mayor speaking there on MSNBC, and you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Political ads are hitting airwaves all across the country from the Trump administration, detailing how they believe former Vice President Joe Biden was soft on China. Rebecca Heinrichs is a senior fellow with the Hudson Institute. She tells Fox News some of the president's criticisms of Biden on China are warranted.
I would say that the legacy of the Trump administration is going to be that there has been a tectonic shift because of President Trump and his administration in the United States' relation towards the Chinese Communist Party. Finally, after years, decades of bipartisan, frankly, consensus that the Chinese Communist Party would just be rising peacefully as the United States and China had better trade relations and that eventually, hopefully, it would politically liberalize. That was the idea for decades. While the Chinese Communist Party took advantage of American generosity and our openness and has been really carrying out this assault against the United States and the American people for decades. And finally, President Trump, if you look at his record, he's got a really great, big, robust story to tell.
NASCAR is releasing the photo of the noose found in Bubba Wallace's garage. The FBI and NASCAR concluded that it was not a hate crime directed at the sport's only full-time African-American driver because it had been there for a while. Some have suggested it was simply a rope used to open and close the garage door. The photo does show a rope that resembles a noose, although it was placed there back in 2019. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.